had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born.
And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for as it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among princes of Judah, for out thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared.
He sent the wise men into Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when he had found it, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also.
When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over the young child was.
When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child and Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him.
Prepare. Carly, what's wrong? Why aren't you singing?
How can we sing about joy when there's so many things bad in the world? What is there to be joyful about?
Why, lots of things.
Like what?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about in our program.
How great our joy.
The believers in the early church had so much to be joyful about.
Remember those lessons we had from the book of Acts?
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
In Acts 3, Peter and John were going to the temple. There they met a lame man who wanted silver and gold. Was he full of joy when he was able to rise and walk?
And what a joy it was that about 5,000 people were saved after Peter preached to the crowd that had gathered.
In Acts 4, we learn that many of the believers were so full of joy for what the Lord had done for them, they sold their possessions and lands and laid the money at the apostles' feet.
In Acts 5, the apostles rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer persecution for Jesus' name.
In Acts 8, Philip rejoiced at leading the Ethiopian to the Lord. What a joy it must have been to Philip to baptize a new believer.
Well, they all did have a lot to be joyful about. And we can't forget about the joy Cornelius and his family had when they got saved. The Jewish believers rejoiced that God had given salvation to the Gentiles.
Singing about the Lord sure brings joy to my heart, especially at Christmas time.
Lesson we had about joy.
We do use object lessons occasionally to try to emphasize the point. You guys don't have to walk away. Come back over here. Where are you going? The guy with the dart gun's not going to shoot you today. It's a joke I played on him yesterday. Tried to make him. Anyway, we talk about joy. Of course, Christ coming to the earth and him dying for us and loving us that much should bring us joy. Accepting him as Savior, we should have all the joy in the world. And we should be full of joy. In John 15:11, he reminds us that our joy should be full. And that the whole first part of that chapter, John 15, there, talks about abiding in him. And if we abide in him, our joy should be full. Well, unfortunately, a lot of us have our joy like this. If you can't see them back there, these are balloons. Okay? Now, hang on. I might run out of breath here. Bigger?
Bigger.
Okay.
Yeah.
We better stop. I don't want to blow it up. Okay. So, I'm going to get you guys to hang on to this one. Later reference. Don't pop it. It's important. Okay? So, now this, that's later reference. This one, I got good grades at school. Oh, my cake didn't go flat. the car ran perfectly today. I got up this morning, there was snow in my car, and I had to go out, and I'm running late. Oh, I'm tying my shoes up. I'm ready to go. One tour. And then, like, I don't know. I told you kids to clean up your room. No, oh, okay. Oh, knock at the door. Christmas cookies. I asked Mom for a candy bar, and she brought me one. Here's Mom. Oh, I gotta do the wash. And here's Dad. Oh, there's mud all over the floor. We walk around with our joy like that. Our joy is something that we inflate and we deflate and we inflate and we deflate. But this, the Lord tells us, should be our joy. Oh, the car didn't start this morning. Barry's dead. Okay, no problem. My joy's still full. You know, the cake didn't go flat. The kids cleaned their rooms. But they didn't do the dishes. But the balloon's still full. Our joy is still full. No matter what happens, our joy is to be full. Not something that goes up and down and up and down. God's love for us doesn't go up and down and up and down. Our joy should be full. Okay, I'm done.
God's word instructs us on how to have joy.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Philippians 4:13.
Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, and if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have heard and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at last your care of me hath flourished again. Wherein ye were also careful, ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I have learned to be abased, and have learned to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through.
remember when Peter was in jail and...
And this was one of our favorite lessons this year, so we'd like to portray it for you. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him.
Dear God, please don't let King Herod kill Peter. We need him so much. We love him so much.
Please, God, let him come back to us.
And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison.
How can he sleep? If I were in prison and about to be killed, I sure wouldn't be sleeping.
I know what you mean, but Peter said he's not afraid to die. Something about going to heaven to be with his Lord.
Yeah, he sure likes to preach about Jesus.
Even in prison, I thought he'd never stop.
And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying,
"Arise up quickly."
And his chains fell off his hands. And the angel said unto him,
"Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals."
And so he did. And he saith unto him,
"Cast thy garment about thee and follow me."
And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision.
This is a wonderful dream. I hope I never wake up.
When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through 1 street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate.
"He's here! He's here! I heard Peter at the gate! Come on!"
"You're crazy. That's just his angel."
"Come on!"
But she constantly affirmed that it was even so.
"Come on!"
But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door,
"I'm telling you,"
and saw him, they were astonished.
"Oh, Peter, thank you, Lord, for saving, returning Peter to us."
But Peter, beckoning unto them with a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of prison. And he said, "Go show these things unto James and to the brethren." And he departed and went into another place.
Well, we sure learned a lot about joy today. I'm sorry for being so gloomy earlier.
That's okay. Sometimes we just have to be reminded of what the Lord has done for us.
Sure, there are bad things all around us.
But joy isn't what's going on around us.
It's about what's going on in us.
How great our joy.